live from the front lines of freedom in the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, June 7th, 2019. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Democrats screaming foul over the 2020 census count, claiming that asking about citizenship will be a big blow to getting an accurate count. And wouldn't you know, asking, of course, would trigger more racism. Why wouldn't it, right? Number two, Army captain and Detroit businessman John James hoping the second time is a charm and a bid to become the next U.S. Senator from Michigan. It's a big deal. It's one of the eight hot Senate races in America. We'll talk about that. And number one, new numbers from the southern border are even more startling and jaw-dropping than we thought before. New projections show the number of illegals that will be arrested this year will exceed 1 million people. 1 million people. But we have good news today. We do have some good news because there's been some movement, apparently, with the Mexican government and that ongoing negotiation over tariffs proposed by the president, threatened by the president, actually, to begin Monday, 5% tariffs on Mexican imports. And Donald Trump says that will happen unless Mexico does something big to stop this influx of illegals into the country. Well, Mexico's apparently willing to do something big, setting aside 6,000 or 7,000 National Guardsmen to guard the Guatemalan border, its southern border. That could be a big change. But meanwhile, these are serious, serious numbers. I mean, 1,072,000, that's the new projection from U.S. Customs and Border Protection Wednesday, revealing that May apprehensions topped 144,000. That shocked immigration officials who had hoped it would drop in part due to the get-tough operations of the Trump administration, but it hasn't happened. In fact, it's gotten much worse. It's gotten much worse, and so the revised projections, this come from Stephen Kopits, the president of Princeton Policy Advisors, which has predicted that immigrant apprehensions would reach 931,000 this year. They now updated the numbers to make it 1,072,000. Those are the people that actually get arrested. Those are the people that actually get caught. For the rest, well, they make it across the border, and who knows where they go. You also know that 9 out of 10 of those stopped at the border don't make it to their court dates. They're stopped. They're given a court date. They're told you have to return at this time so we can take care of this issue of you coming into this country illegally, and they don't show up. So there's simply no debate. There's a crisis now of biblical proportions at the American southern border, and it's not just Central Americans. It's not just Mexicans and those from South America. No, sir. It's people from Africa and Asia and Europe and all over the world. They know that it's a weak, porous border in Mexico, and if they can get across that border, they can claim asylum. They can do 100 different things and play games with the laws of America because the Democrats will do nothing to enforce anything at the southern border, so there's this game going on. And basically, they're of the mindset, we need to get in before that door closes. We need to get in before that opportunity goes away, and they are exploiting that as much as they possibly can. And that's what's going on at the southern border. So one of the Democrats, they don't seem to care, but something the major media can't ignore any further. Listen to this. It's bite number two. Even the major media now has to admit there is a crisis, a meltdown, a failure of security, national security, on our border with Mexico. Bite number two. Go.
We have new numbers tonight from U.S. Customs and Border Protection about how many migrants were arrested last month after illegally crossing the southern border. More than 132,000. That is the highest monthly total since 2006. Now, President Trump is calling it a crisis, and his frustration is growing. He says he's on the verge of placing tariffs on all imports from Mexico. Here's Nancy Cordes.
Customs officials are calling it a full-blown emergency, fueled by a surge in families trying to cross the border. Since January, roughly 440,000 migrants have been apprehended. That's more than the entire population of Cleveland, Ohio.
More than the entire population of Cleveland, Ohio. And I just wanted to give you the flavor of CBS News there. The setup, the news package, the anchor, the reporter, all agreeing there's a crisis at the southern border. Now, you don't have to go very far back, about 2 months, maybe three, when the president was calling it a crisis at the southern border and he was being mocked by the major media. He was being mocked by politicians, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all these other. It's a made up crisis. It's not real. It's just made up in the president's head. Really? 1,072,000 predicted to be arrested this year, coming into the country illegally, more than a million arrested. And isn't it stunning and startling to you that the number in 2006 put forth about the number of illegals living in America was 11 million. Right, that was 2006. The number put forth was 11 million. Fast forward 13 years, and the number put forth is 11 million. It's an incredible static number. It never changes. A million people a year can come in illegally, be arrested, and redistributed around the country, and the number will still be, you guessed it, 11 million. It's an incredible bit of deception. Where I come from, we like to call that a lie. And the problem here is that you know and I know that the Princeton study found that there were 22 million, 23 million illegally in the country. That was last year. So we're looking at a number more like 25 million people in this country illegally, many from Central and South America, many more from Europe. You also have many from Asia, Chinese, Cambodians, Vietnamese in the country illegally because they found a way to come in. Now, a lot of those, it's true, have overstayed visas, but that doesn't change the fact that they're here illegally. The bottom line is still the same. They're here illegally. They've come. They've stayed. They have not done as they're supposed to do, and our laws have been completely ignored. It's time to get back to law and order on the southern border. We need workers here. That part's true. We need to find a guest worker program that works for everyone. That's true, because we want the folks that come here, if they're coming to work, we want them to contribute to the system. We want them to pay their taxes, you know, cover the cost of infrastructure and so forth. If they want to send money back to their home country, that's fine. But you can't stay forever. You can come for 6 months out of the year, or you can be on a rotating basis, or maybe you come for a year or two at a time. Whatever we decide is the appropriate basis to create this worker guest worker program, and then you move forward. But you don't just allow an invasion and allow for Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, and California to be overrun in the countries a bit to the north, counties, that is, in places like Colorado, to be overrun with the illegals. That is not the that's no program at all. And for Democrats to continue to harp on this, well, they're taking babies from their mother's bosom and all this nonsense, that's all a distraction. Separating families, putting children in cages. How many times do you have to hear that nonsense? Let's be honest. Who built the cages? Barack Obama's administration. Jay Johnson, the former director of the Department of Homeland Security for the Obama administration, says this is an absolute crisis. It must be dealt with. And the problem continues to be that the American border was set to deal with adult males. Men from 18 to 40, not for families, not for infants, not for children. And the fact that we learned yesterday, 2.2 million diapers were just purchased by the United States government for those coming across the southern border. That should explain to you everything you need to know about real problems, real crisis, because we're not prepared to deal with this kind of a problem. The president now is going to ask for several billion dollars in emergency funding for humanitarian purposes. We'll see if that happens. We'll see if that happens, or if the Democrats turn their back on that because it's just a political game to them. It's a serious problem at the southern border. We need to get serious about doing something about it because it's putting our country in jeopardy, and it's putting those migrants in jeopardy as well. It's serious across the entire conversation. It's 14 after on a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
Season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food. we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it. Store it, share it, just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.